Washington State has a teacher shortage. Public school leaders are calling it a crisis, but it's been a slow build. Washington's Teacher of the Year, Tacoma's Nate Gibbs Bowling, says he knows why we're short on teachers.
Over the last few years, policymakers have made being a teacher really difficult, and being a teacher has become a position that some people see as being less desirable. A lot of teachers have their work dictated to them and feel like they don't have autonomy. And if you compound that with not being treated like a professional and low pay, it's kind of a no-brainer.
A no-brainer. Well, one possible solution to the teacher shortage comes from your governor. Jay Inslee wants to roll back some tax breaks he says are no longer necessary and use that money to give teachers modest raises.
Frankly, it's more important to have a good first-grade teacher for a first grader than some of these tax breaks for the oil industry that have really outlived their usefulness.
Yes, you want to end a tax break that benefits oil refineries, a break in the real estate excise tax. You want some people who don't live here to pay more of our sales tax, and you want to take away the sales tax exemption for bottled water, right?
Right, and this is an investment, and these are reasonable ways to pay for this investment. And frankly, sometimes people want to just, either put this on a deficit or raid some other fund. Look, we can't raid the mental health budget. We can't raid the housing budget. We've got to find a way to make this investment for our children. And I believe having a good teacher in every classroom is a good investment fundamentally. And those investments that I have proposed are more important than some of these special interest tax breaks that some lobbyists got 20 or 30 years ago that no longer even fit today's circumstances, particularly this oil and gas one. It was meant for the wood products industry. And now the oil industry is using about 90% of it. It wasn't even meant for this industry originally when it was conceived.
Republicans have other ideas for solving the teacher shortage. Representative Magandaz has a bill to increase recruitment and retention of teachers. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what his plans are there, but I do know that when you're losing 50% of the teachers, we have these, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed new teachers. They're highly motivated to come in and teach. And then, they eat macaroni and cheese and live four to an apartment for 3 or 4 years, and then they go to work for Amazon or Microsoft or Boeing or someone else. And we just can't be competitive for these folks. We've got to give them a living wage. And they, frankly, don't have it earlier in their careers right now.
People talk about easing the certification requirements.
I guess that would not be my first path. There may be some things we can do to expedite certification processes. I don't think reducing quality of our teachers is the direction we want to go. And we're talking about reasonable levels of compensation here. So I think that we have to recognize that we are in a competitive market. And it's interesting, we're seeing this throughout state government. We have a robust economy. In fact, Business Insider magazine last week named us the number one economy in the whole United States. Number one growth. We're having tremendous economic growth. And when that happens, the public sector and teachers now have to compete with, businesses that are on a hiring spree right now. And this is why we're seeing this increasing pressure on our teacher corps and others, state patrolmen and some others, as a matter of fact. This is a symptom of a good economy.
Talking with Governor Inslee, the state Supreme Court says the state needs to pay teachers more. If Republicans won't raise taxes by ending these tax breaks, how will the state raise teacher pay?
Well, the state's paramount duty is the education of our children. It's our first duty. It's paramount, has a meaning in the state constitution. The Supreme Court has recognized that. And it's a paramount duty of moms and dads and grandmas and uncles and aunts as well. So this ought to be something we attend to first. And again, if you don't have a teacher in your classroom, you're hardly meeting the paramount duty of the state of Washington. So this ought to be a state responsibility. And it needs to be a state responsibility because then it has a more level educational opportunity for kids across the state. It's a lot harder for a Toppenish or a Sunnyside to pay for the education from their local community than a Mercer Island or a Bainbridge Island, and if we're going to have equal opportunity for all students so that every student, no matter where you live, if you're a rich or poor district, you still get a great education, the state needs to step up to the plate here. And that's why I'm pushing this right now, and I think, we got some chance of success here.
We've got a short session here, Governor. Is this going to pass? And if not, what's Plan B?
It should pass, and there's no reason it can't pass. It is a short session, but we're thinking about our short kids. And they have a short time to be young, and they get one shot at education, and putting them off another year or two just doesn't cut it. You get one chance to be a first grader, and that first grader deserves a teacher in the classroom, and I'm bound and determined to get them one. That's what I'm up to here.
That's Governor Jay Inslee thinking about our short kids and proposing a solution to the teacher shortage. He wants to pay teachers more, and the money would come from ending some state tax breaks. We'll follow that through the legislature for you, and you'll find more KUOW coverage of our state teacher shortage and more education coverage at our website, KUOW.org.